The next era of Bucks basketball is here.
Lillard, three-pointer for the lead. It's Dame time.
Giannis just inside the three-point line, working on Orlando Robinson. Spins around him, and goodness gracious.
This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Tonight, we'll unpack it all with a guy who's been in the middle of it all. The president of the Bucks, Peter Fagan. And our special guest tonight, who's traveling with the team, is Bucks general manager, John Horst. By far the best record in the league. And Chris Middleton is a huge part of that thrill ride.
The source for the inside scoop on every dribble, drawn up play, and decision made. Now, here's your host, Gale Klappa.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gale Klappa, and this is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks. We're approaching the midpoint, the halfway mark of the long NBA season. 40 games now in the books. For the Bucks, it's been a tale of the good, the bad, and the ugly, but the good is far outweighing the other two. As the team hits the road this week, they pack their bags with the second best record in the East and three straight home wins under their belts. Giannis, well, he continues to amaze. Dame is pouring in 25 points a game, and Cash Money Middleton is beginning to look like his all-star self again. So game on. Tonight, we sit down with one of the young Bucks. He's part of a talented bench mob, and A.J. Green has proven that he can shoot the lights out. A.J., good to be with you. Welcome to Courtside.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be on the show.
Well, we'll dig right in, A.J. You witnessed a little history last night. 5 seconds left, Bucks down by two in overtime, and Damian Lillard splashes a 35-footer for his first buzzer beater as a Buck. It was Dame time. If you will, describe the play for us as you saw it, A.J., from the sideline.
Yeah, it was incredible, first off. But just being on the sideline, you know, you mentioned it. We knew we wanted to go to Dame. It's just a matter of how we were going to kind of make that happen. And they took away Giannis initially. So I think Dame just hit Brooke, and kind of Brooke just pitched it back. And, you know, Dame had time and space to get a running start and just make a play. And that's what he did. I saw as soon as he got past half court and then kind of got into that little escape dribble going left. And as soon as he elevated up, I knew just as a shooter, I think when you have that space and time to just get to your spot, then you'll feel good about, you know, the shot and live with the result. And, you know, obviously he's Dame and that's what he does. And he knocked it down. And I think just to be a part of that, you know, you've seen it so many times and what he's done, but to have him on your team and be a part of it was pretty special and a lot of fun.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, it looked like one tough shot, sidestep, off balance, fade to the left and 35 feet out.
Yeah, no, it's not an easy shot. And there's not many people that can, you know, when it comes down to it, knock that down for the win.
And as a young player, AJ, it's got to be a tremendous positive for you to watch and practice with one of the best long-distance shooters of all time. Tell us, if you will, what you're learning as you sit with Dame and as you work with Dame all season long.
Yeah, I really just try and observe as much as possible, of what goes into, you know, success for him, and especially shooting. And, you know, obviously it comes down to just putting a lot of time in and working hard, and Dame's that's what he's about, and he's proven that. And, but I also just noticed the consistency of every shot that he takes, getting to, you know, his lift point, his release on a shot, and just also his adaptability of the different shots that he has. So I think I've just tried to observe that and, you know, watch how he gets to his shots and his spots, you know, and try and, you know, take that from him and learn that and add that to my game.
And AJ, you're sitting next to another tremendous three-point shooter, new to the Bucks this year, but a veteran player, Malik Beasley. Tell us about your interaction with him and what you're learning from Malik.
Yeah, I know. I think it's, you know, similar things. You know, I think all great shooters have common qualities, you know, that make them great. And it's the same thing with Beasley, just his consistency in doing all the little things, you know, that go into shot and into a shot and shooting the same shot every time. And it's just been fun to have somebody to, you know, whether it's in practice or shoot arounds or even in games, kind of just to compete with, you know, about making shots and just making different types of shots and finding ways to just get better and kind of push each other as shooters.
AJ, you look up and down the Bucks roster, and there are shooters everywhere, including you. From your perspective, how's the offense gelling as we approach the midway mark of the season?
I'd say we've just continued to grow. And, you know, sometimes it takes a while. You've got new faces and learning to just play with different people and how to play to their strengths can take time. But I think, you know, we really have shown that we can, you know, get it cooking on the offensive end. Obviously, Dame's going to do his thing. Giannis and Chris, they're so skilled offensively. And I think the more we've just continued to utilize all three of them and figure out how everybody best fits together, we've only continued to get better offensively. And I think the more we, you know, share it and get it moving, that it's, you've seen it's almost impossible for people to guard. They just got to choose, you know, what it is they want to take away.
And AJ, with the ball moving as it is and with the lanes that are opening up for Giannis, tell us how and what you're seeing in terms of a lot more flexibility for Giannis in scoring.
Yeah, I think it's teams just, you know, having to choose. You know, it can be Dame, Chris, Malik, you know, Brooke and Giannis out there together. And those are, you know, four guys playing with Giannis that can knock down shots. And it just puts so much pressure on defenses to game plan and figure out, you know, because you can't really stop all of it. And so whether it's taking away the threes and Giannis is going to, you know, do his thing and get to the paint, and make plays, get to the free throw line. If not, Giannis is going to make the right play and find shooters, and we're going to knock down shots.
So you got to pick your poison, and we'll have more with AJ Green in a moment. This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
This is Bucks Weekly on WTMJ. Back to Gale and Bucks guard AJ Green.
AJ, I understand that you've been playing with a broken nose. When and how did it happen?
So it happened most recently, what is it now? I think about 2 weeks ago. But that was actually the fourth time that it's been broken. Ooh. So I went in for surgery for them to fix it, but they said they couldn't reset it or it wouldn't move back. So kind of just got to leave it as is. But I've been used to, you know, not being straight for a while. So it's no sweat.
So AJ, why did they say that they couldn't move the nose back to straighten it?
I think it's just because it's been, you know, beat up so much and it hasn't been straight for, you know, a couple of years now, that it's just kind of, whether it's scar tissue or whatever it is, I'm not really sure, but it's kind of just gotten so set in how it was that it's tough to, I guess, get it back straight, I suppose.
And how did it happen? Was it in practice?
Yeah, in practice, just took a shoulder to the nose. So, yeah, but we're good, feeling great, feeling healthy.
So is that why Giannis said you're sacrificing your face for the team?
Yeah, it must be. Somebody's got to do it, I suppose.
Oh, gosh. AJ, I was talking with Coach Griff the other day, and he mentioned that you're 100% locked in, whether it's in practice, at a shoot-around, or playing in a game. And he said, you're as tough as nails. How did you develop that toughness?
I think, you know, it's something you kind of just got to have. It just has a chip on your shoulder. You know, coming from a smaller mid-major school, I think people might, you know, just looking at me, just kind of, I don't want to say underestimate me, but maybe. So I just, you know, keep that chip on my shoulder and try and just, you know, be a pro and be ready and just bring value and help team win however I can.
And AJ, as a bench player this season, you mentioned about the need to be ready. You never know when you're going to be called on. Talk about the challenge of staying mentally and physically ready to contribute.
Yeah, you know, it's it's not always easy, but, you know, it's my job. So I want to just do my job and the best that I can to the best of my ability. So I just try and find ways, you know, whether it's throughout the game, staying physically ready, staying warm, and also mentally just, you know, staying locked in as to, you know, what's happening in the game, how teams are guarding, you know, what's open offensively, what's working defensively, just so that I'm, you know, as locked in as best as possible whenever my, you know, number might be called.
And AJ, I noticed that in timeouts, you are active. You're jumping around. You're moving back and forth. Is that one of the techniques you're using to stay locked in?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, trying to get my heart rate up, stay warm, keep my body ready so that I can just go in and, you know, contribute in any way possible.
I bet that shot from Dame last night at the buzzer got your heart rate up.
Oh, yes, it did. That was pretty special.
Well, AJ, how would you rate your play so far this season? You're hitting 44% of your three-point shots, and that's pretty rare air.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, like I mentioned, just any way that I can help the team win and bring value, whatever that might look like, you know, I'm going to do it as best as I can. And so, you know, I'm in there to make shots, and, you know, I'm going to shoot open shots and space the floor. To hopefully give room for, you know, Giannis and Dame and Chris to operate and do their thing. You know, I'm going to compete and play as hard as possible and try and do all the little things that go into winning as well.
AJ, 44% of your three-point shots are going in. What would you consider an incredibly successful season percentage-wise from three-point land?
You know, I can't really say a number. It could be, I think, when the way I look at it is, you know, if I'm taking the right shots, then more times than not, you know, I'm going to knock them down. And if I don't, I'm going to live with the result because I know it's the right shot and shots that I believe I can make and the team needs me to shoot. So, you know, it's hard to say a percentage because I don't want to also, you know, just limit myself. You know, I believe every shot I shoot, I'm able to make by just trying to carry that confidence and, you know, help win games. And then the percentages and different things like that kind of just work out, you know, as they should, I suppose.
No, that makes sense. And AJ, how about your work on defense?
Yeah, just, you know, I believe I can defend and I'm a good defender. So just trying to stay consistent, you know, and show that out there and really just compete and talk defensively. And just be in the right spot and try and defend without fouling and, you know, just make things tough on the offense. That's kind of what I try to focus on when I'm out there and, you know, getting stops.
AJ, who's the toughest player you've had to go up against on defense this season?
Let me think. I don't know off the top of my head. I mean, it's, as you know, it's the NBA and every night there's somebody that's either an all-star or all-NBA player. So I just kind of try to step up to the challenge and, you know, look forward to, you know, being able to get stops, you know, and see where I stand.
Makes sense. And we'll have more with AJ Green right after this. It's Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
You're listening to Bucks Weekly on WTMJ. Here's more with Gail and Bucks young guard, A.J. Green.
A.J., you come from a true basketball family. Your dad, as I understand it, has been a college coach for years. He even had a stint years ago on the coaching staff at the Marquette Golden Eagles here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, he did. He was here with Tom Crean for a year or two, it might have been, but yeah, he's at Iowa State now in his third year with T.J. Otzelberger. He's loving that there. But, yeah, basketball family, you know, both my parents played in college. My dad coaches. My sister plays back at Northern Iowa still. So it's kind of just who we are.
A.J., have you taken a one-on-one competition with your sister, and how have you done?
she's the one that she doesn't want to step up to the challenge, I suppose. So she just – has limited it to shooting competitions, but she hasn't wanted the one-on-one battles.
And your mom, you mentioned she played basketball as well. Is she as into the game as your dad?
Yeah, Yeah, she is. She's a. If you at each game, if you knew who she was, you'd be able to hear her. She's always screaming, super high pitched voice, cheering and yelling, and she's fully into it. She loves it.
AJ, what's the most important lesson you learned from your dad, longtime college basketball coach?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, there's so many little things, and it goes beyond basketball. But I also think, all the big picture life things can apply to basketball as well, whether it's just the approach and the enthusiasm to, have fun. That's what the game's about. That's why you play. You just enjoy and appreciate all the opportunities. But also, to work extremely hard and put the time in. And just him being a coach, he knows what it takes to have success and to win. And I've been blessed enough to just be around that my whole life and to pick those little things up from him.
AJ, in college at Northern Iowa, you were named Player of the Year twice in the Missouri Valley Conference, but in 2022, no NBA team drafted you. Just curious, how did you catch the attention of the Bucks?
I think just with, my ability to make shots, but also just knowing how to play the game in my IQ and understanding of, basketball and what it takes to win. And so I'm blessed and I'm very grateful that it worked out for me to, start my career here in Milwaukee, as it's only, 4 hours from back home. So family comes quite often to watch, and, I don't think there's a better just culture and organization than, the Bucks. So I love it here, and hopefully can be here for years to come.
Amen. And this summer, speaking of being here for years to come, you signed a 3-year contract with the Bucks. AJ, that had to be a really proud moment for you.
Yeah, it's it's a blessing just to, be here and have that opportunity to play at this level. And, it's always been my dream, and just to, have the work pay off. But I'm just going to keep pushing and, see where this journey can continue to take me.
And AJ, if you had one message to give to Bucks fans everywhere, what would that be?
That's a good question. I'd say I just truly believe that, if you work hard enough, and just trust that, God has a plan for every little thing that happens, and just truthfully, seeking out God's plan, for my life has helped me tremendously, and just understanding where it is that he wants me and how I can, glorify and live for him where I'm at. And I am blessed to be able to have basketball as a platform to do that. And, I'll just encourage others to pursue that same thing, regardless of it's basketball or whatever it might be that they do.
Well, AJ, we wish you the best of luck for the remainder of the season. Stay healthy and keep that nose from breaking again. You've been listening to Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ. So long, everybody.